Hi everyone, this is Iofumi Mitsuo and Time Study. Thanks for tuning into the introductory episode of this podcast. Today I just want to talk about what Himitsu and Time Study is all about for those not familiar. So I think the first obvious question a lot of you guys might be wondering is, what does Himitsu even mean? It's the title of my podcast, it's the title of my blog, and I use it for my other social media accounts as well. Himitsu means secret in Japanese, and I use the word Himitsu because of my love for the Japanese language and culture. And since I've been a young kid, I've always been interested in different languages, cultures, and religions that I necessarily weren't familiar with. I grew up in an area that had, you know, different Hmong people, Hispanic people, various people from various African countries, Liberians, Ghanaians, and I myself, I'm Nigerian. So I already have there a background that's not stereotypically, you know, Caucasian. So I've lived in neighborhoods that were predominantly very mixed and had different cultures. So I just grew up in that environment and really appreciated it and loved getting to know various people from different cultures and languages and religions. And I guess eventually, you know, as I was growing up, that interest manifested itself into my interest in Japanese. And I could say that, you know, I originally got that interest from anime or from manga, and I'm sure a lot of you guys listening can relate to that as well. So eventually, I started learning Japanese in high school. And then I went to college and took some Japanese classes. And even now that I've graduated, I still do a little bit of self-studying when I have the time. So why I chose secrets specifically is because of two passages in the Bible, Proverbs 25:2 and Jeremiah 33:3. And both of those passages kind of talk about something being hidden in the Bible and that if we seek God, that he'll reveal those secrets to us. So Proverbs 25:2 says, "It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings to search out a matter." And Jeremiah 33:3 says, "Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." So I just love those verses, and they empower me in my study. So I thought, hey, how could I use those two verses and also tie in my love of the Japanese language and culture into this blog? And that's where Himitsu comes from. And I think the theme of secrets or something being concealed and then being found out by the reader really goes well with the type of material I cover in my blog and in my podcast. So the areas of study I like looking into and what I'll be covering in my podcast and what I talk about in my blog is apologetics for one, and that's giving a reasonable argument for the Christian faith, a reasonable defense for what we believe as Christians. And I believe that's really important for some of us Christians, or actually all of us Christians, to have an understanding of why we believe what we believe and why we say we don't believe what other religions say or what other people profess as their faith. So I think it's definitely good and helpful to have some knowledge of historical and archaeological discoveries, understand how science supports the Bible and science supports an intelligent designer, a creator of the universe. And that's something that I touch upon in my blog and that I'll be definitely going into in this podcast. As much as I do love apologetics and I use it a lot in my blogs and while I'm giving a defense for what I believe as a Christian, the main focus of Himitsu is eschatology, or the study of end-time prophecy. So I do focus on current events. I do look at what the Bible says the end times will look like, which is now, which I very firmly believe that we are living in the end times, or what the Bible will call the last days. And I look at what the Bible says in books like Revelation, Ezekiel, Hosea, Zechariah, of these prophecies concerning the last days. And I look at the headlines in the news and I focus on Israel, because Israel is often called God's prophetic timepiece. So if we want to have a basic or really good firm grasp of end time prophecy, we have to understand how Israel fits into this whole thing. So when we look at what the Bible says our days will look like preceding the Lord's return, and when we look at the headlines and look at what's going on in Israel, we see that we are in the season. And it's really one of my big goals to inform both Christians and non-Christians of the season we're living in, preceding the Lord's return to the earth to take the church off the earth. And, you know, after the rapture of the church comes the 7-year tribulation. And that's something that I feel like lots of people need to really understand, that when we say we're in the end times, what does that mean? It doesn't mean that there's just a 100-year time gap between now and the Lord's return. But what it means is that the Lord could return in a month, in a couple months, in like a year, that we're that close. So the purpose of Himitsu End Time Study all in all is to use apologetics to point skeptics to the truth of the gospel and to also inform those that aren't paying attention to prophecy that, hey, we're in the last days, this is what the Bible is saying about it, and this is why we should be paying attention, that it's really important. When we're talking about apologetics and the study of end time prophecy, I think it would be safe to say that a lot of churches and a lot of Christians don't really think about it. This isn't material you'll hear covered in your local church on a Sunday, that we are in the end times and these are the prophecies stating that we are in the end times, or that we believe these stories in the Bible because of this historical fact and because of this scientific discovery. That isn't really touched upon in church or talked about by your regular Christian. And we don't think about those things. We usually just say that the Bible's real, and we most of the time just take it on faith, which isn't a problem. But if we're to give a defense to non-Christians and want them to believe what we believe, they don't have any faith to take it on. They need substance. They need a reason to believe why we believe the Bible's true. And that's why you get a lot of atheists, or you get a lot of skeptics challenging Christians that, why is it out of, 4,000 plus religions in multitudes of gods and different belief systems, why is it that we believe that the Bible is true, that Christ is the way, the life, and the truth, just as he says? So I believe that's really integral for us to be able to give a defense for our faith and to talk about these things. And when we talk about end time prophecy as well, that isn't really talked about in church. A lot of pastors don't really talk about the book of Revelation because they might feel that their congregation will be scared of it, or that it's too mysterious, too much symbolism to talk about there. So those two things aren't really focused on for the general Christian, for the average Christian. So circling back to Himitsu and the theme of secrets being hidden in the Bible for the Lord's glory, and us, searching for these truths in the Bible, it really makes sense, in my opinion, how I chose that name for Himitsu, and yet I cover topics that aren't really talked about in the church or aren't really talked about by normal Christians. So apologetics and the study of end times, the study of end time prophecy, are like secrets in the Bible, or secret discoveries that maybe a lot of people don't know about when it comes to archaeological, historical, and scientific discoveries that support the Bible. It's the study of secrets, in a sense, and that's kind of what I used to name my blog, and it really ties in with the topics that I cover. And I think that's really cool that we're looking at this, the Bible, and we're looking at these discoveries, and they're basically secrets for us to uncover, to give an argument for how we believe what we believe, to talk about the necessity and the simplicity of the gospel, and to also inform skeptics and believers alike of the times we're living in. So with that, I guess I'll wrap up the episode. If you are interested in learning more about historical, archaeological, and scientific discoveries that support the Bible, or just want to tune in to learn about why I believe that we are in the end times as told in the Bible, then I definitely encourage you to stick around and just tune in for the future episodes and tune into what I have to say. And also, definitely check out the links in the description of the podcast below. I do have a link to my blog, Himitsu End Time Study. You can check out my articles on different studies on apologetics, the end times, and I have a Bible study going on with the Revelation as well. So thanks again for tuning into the introductory episode of this podcast. Definitely tune in for the next episode, where I'll probably be talking about the end times or something that I like. I'm thinking about maybe talking about Genesis 6 flood in one of the future episodes, talking about the tribulation, 7-year tribulation period, and I just have a lot of things that I have in mind and excited for this podcast. So definitely tune in if you're interested, and hopefully see you next time. God bless.